You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are in this hour of prayer. Amen. Thank you for joining me. Scripture says where two or more of us are gathered in his name, there I am in the midst. So although, amen, physically we are in two different or three different or four different or five different or different locations, in the spirit we are in the same location. Amen. Hallelujah. We are at the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we may obtain a mercy and a grace to help in our time of need. Hallelujah. This is where we are worshiping God Almighty. Yes, this is where we are coming together and worshiping God. This is where we are praying and seeking. Amen. This is where we have the posture of Mary, hallelujah, at the feet of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm at the feet of Jesus. That's my season. In this resurrection season, we are at the feet of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So let us just enter into the worship place now. Amen. Hallelujah. Scripture says in the Gospel of John that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. So let us worship. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us exalt him right now. Yes, I know there is so much going on out in our heads and in our lives, and we have all kinds of situations. Amen. Hallelujah. But I ask of you in this moment, let us cast that. Let us throw it, cast it to the walls, cast it outside. Amen. Hallelujah. And let us just worship God right now. Lord God, we worship you. Lord God, we set our minds on you. Lord God, we set our hearts on you. Lord God, we take the strength that we have, the little strength that we have, and the lot of strength that we have, and we use it to dig into you, to posture ourselves before you, oh God. And as we do it, I'm reminded of the greatest commandment, that we are to love you, God, with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. So here we are, oh God, to worship you. Here we are, oh God, to express how much we love you, oh God, how we love you, how we're looking to you. Amen. Here we are, oh God, exalting you in this moment. Here we are, oh God, worshiping you. Here we are, oh God. Yes, I said it. I said it again and I said it again. Here we are, oh God, worshiping you. Here we are, oh God, praising you. Here we are, oh God, adorning you. Hallelujah, with the fruit of our lips. Here we are, oh God. Here we are, Heavenly Father, declaring that you are the great I am, that you are Lord, that you are our Savior, that you are our resurrection in our life, that you are our source, that you are Jehovah Jireh, you are our provider, you are our way maker, you are, oh God, our bright and morning star, you are, hallelujah, our Prince of Peace. You are our wonderful counselor, our everlasting Father. You are, oh God, You are our very present help in the time of trouble. You are, oh God, our miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. You are El Shaddai. You are the Almighty One. You are. Hallelujah. You are, oh God. You are the Most High God. You are El Elyon. You are the Omniscient One, the All-Knowing One. You are, oh God, the Omnipotent One, the All-Powerful One. You are, oh God, the First, hallelujah, and the Last. You are the Beginning and the End. You are Alpha and Omega. You are, hallelujah, you are, I hear the Holy Spirit, the all-knowing. Yes, we said it, all-knowing. He is all-knowing. Thank you. Some of us needs to know that He is all-knowing. He knows. Lord God, we thank you that you know better than we do. Hallelujah. You are deliverer. You are our deliverer. You delivered Jesus from the pits of hell. Hallelujah. You are deliverer. You are, oh God. You are. And we seek your forgiveness right now. We come repenting of our sins. Hallelujah. Those known and unknown, those of omission and commission. Oh God, wash us and purify us and renew us and nourish us, oh God. You are our supplement. You are, hallelujah, our enrichment. You are, oh God, you are exactly what we all need, even with us having various needs and a myriad of needs. You are exactly what we need. You are, hallelujah, the orderer of our footsteps. You are, hallelujah, our path. You lighten up the path. You make paths where there are no paths. You are the one who is able to do all things. You are, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You are. Oh, somebody say, you are. You are. Hallelujah. And so, God, we just say thank you. Thank you for inviting us into this moment right here, right now, where we are able to have a short respite, a mental respite, hallelujah, a situational respite, a step away just for a second to get our minds, to reorient ourselves to you, oh God. And I thank you for meeting us in this place. And we thank you for meeting us in this place and meeting us in our situations and meeting us in the circumstance and meeting us in the hardship and meeting us in the sorrow and meeting us in the frustration and meeting us in the anger and meeting us in the wonder and meeting us in the wise and even meeting us in the place of being mad at you, meeting us in the not understanding and meeting us in the place of leaning on our own understanding. And we thank you, oh God, for meeting us in the place of rejoicing and meeting us in the place of feeling strong in you, meeting us in the place of feeling weak, oh God, meeting us, hallelujah, in the place of sickness and meeting us in the place of pain and meeting us in the place of grief and meeting us in the place of suffering. Ah, you know, hallelujah, better than anyone resataya on this earth or what it is to suffer. I thank you for meeting us, hallelujah, meeting us in the place of sin, meeting us in the place of our iniquities, meeting us in the place of forgiveness, meeting us even in the place of unforgiveness to bring usher us into, meeting us, hallelujah, in a place of struggling with guilt and worry, meeting us with in the place of struggling and anxiety. You're meeting us. We don't have to be perfect, oh God, and get everything perfect for you. You are our perfecter. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And I thank you, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God. Ah, yes, hallelujah. And we thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you, oh God. Thank you for sending your angels, Heavenly Father, to minister to us on this day and in this moment. Send your angels, oh God, to the homes and to the ears, hallelujah, of all those under the sound of my voice. Send your angels, your roaring angels, hallelujah, to fight on our behalf. We thank you, oh God, for how you are defending us and advocating for us and promoting us. Yes, this is what he's doing, and helping us and pushing us forward and even picking us up and carrying us into, hallelujah, into the plans that you have for us, oh God. Today, we say thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for how you're picking us up out of the grave place, how you're picking us up out of the troubled place, how you're picking us up out of the stagnant place, how you're picking us up out of, hallelujah, the hopeless place, how you're picking us up out of the insecure place, how you're picking us up out of the troubled place, how you're picking us up out of, oh, Yerabashandaya, hallelujah, the stuck place, paralyzed place, how you're picking us up out of the sick place, how you're picking us up out of the broke place and the broken place, how you're picking us up out of the trauma place, and how you, oh God, yes, he is able. I don't care how hard it seems or feels, and how hard and impossible he is. And so, God, we say thank you. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for how you're picking us up out of the toiling place, hallelujah, how you're picking us up out of that lacking place, and that struggling place, and that stressful place, and that sick place. God, we say thank you. Thank you, hallelujah, for entering in, hallelujah. Enter in, oh God, into the relationships, oh God. Enter into, hallelujah, our workplace. Enter into, oh God, our lives, Heavenly Father. Enter into our finances, oh God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you are doing by your outstretched hand. We say thank you right now, oh God. Thank you right now, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, oh God. Listen, thank you, Holy Spirit. Ooh, thank you. Somebody say thank you. The Holy Spirit has us turning to Matthew chapter 7 and reading starting from verse 7. Hallelujah. And because he wants to remind us of what happens at the place of ask. What happens at the place of ask? Amen. It's asking, but ask is also an acronym. Is it an acronym? Yeah, I'm going to say acronym. For ask, S for seek, K for knock. Hallelujah. And he wants us to know. And he wants to remind us. Ah, yes, Lord. Remind us, Lord, of who you are. Remind us, oh God. Get us into the details of you, oh God. Into the details of scripture, oh God. Hallelujah. Get us into the details of you and out of the details of our life and out of the details of how long it's been and out of the details, hallelujah, yeah, Mashiach, of what people have said and out of the details, oh God, get us in the details of truth and out of the details of the lies and the deceit and the manipulation. Get us in, oh God, hallelujah, and thank you, oh God. Get us in the details. Somebody said, get me in the details of you, Lord. Die. Get me in your details. Get me in your details. Let me become more familiar. Let us become more familiar. Mm-hmm. We're going to read Matthew chapter 7 and 7, but just really fast, the Holy Spirit takes me and reminds me of the details and the familiarity of Jesus's people that he grew up with in his hometown of Nazareth, and what happened when they were so familiar with Jesus, the carpenter's son, and less familiar with the Messiah. And what happened was, hallelujah, that they did not believe. There was a lack of belief in that place. And because there was a lack of faith, and because there was a lack of belief, I'll say as a result of the familiarity of Jesus the carpenter's son and not Jesus the Messiah, Jesus did little, almost none miracles, not because of him, but because of the unbelief that was present. Oh, Shatara Yerebasaya. I'll say, let us have an atmosphere. Let us have an atmosphere of believing, even if it's so far-fetched to us, even if it's beyond our imagination, even if our imagination is still is seemingly out there. What does it hurt us to believe in the God who all things are possible when we're in the place of communicating with him and praising him and worshiping him and praying to him, and he's whispering back and he's talking back and he's showing us some things? Ah, yes, Lord. Ooh, and I even speak that to myself. Hallelujah. Just believe. So this is why. This is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y. This is why we familiarize ourselves with the truth and allow the truth to set us free. Ah! Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, I know we're familiarizing ourselves again and 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 again again. And we should thank you, Holy Spirit. Every time we come to scripture, even if it's the scripture that we read before, we should. It's just a recommendation. You don't have to. It's not a command. I'm not commanding it. But we should approach it as if it's the first time. Yes, Lord. We should approach it with fresh ears. Thank you, Holy Spirit, and fresh eyes. There's one scripture can speak to us different things throughout our whole lifetime. We can keep gleaning from that same scripture something new, and it continue to transform and reform us. Okay, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit. I may be coming off a little filled in the spirit, drunk in the spirit right now. I feel the Spirit. So let's familiarize ourselves. Somebody say, I'm familiarizing myself with scripture. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, hallelujah, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. And even as I read this, I also want to speak to, the Holy Spirit wants to speak to even some of us maybe did not have or do not have good examples of, even though we are all of evil, sinful nature, still know how to do good and give good unto our family or our children. And maybe we all didn't experience that. And so I believe as the Holy Spirit leads that God wants to invite you into a letting go and a letting go of that. And it's a process, amen. But a letting go of the familiar of what took place on earth in a cleaving to what God is, how God is wanting to restore and renew and love in those places of hurt and disappointment. Amen. Hallelujah. And let down and betrayal. Amen. Hallelujah. And so will we receive, will we accept that invitation and allow God to come in? And even as like I do this, I have to let go of everything. Amen. In order to embrace what God has, embrace the new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so God is saying he's familiarizing us and reorienting us to who he is. And that when we come to him asking and when we come to him seeking and when we come to him knocking and it's a persistence in that. It's a asking without ceasing, a seeking without ceasing, a knocking without ceasing. And as we are in that place, amen, with God, God responds according to his will, amen. And even if we're asking, hallelujah, we're asking according to our will and it doesn't align with God's will, God will get us in a line and answer, and we will receive according to his will, and we will find according to his will. Amen. And we will, it will be open unto us according to his will, which is always better than our will. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. And in that process, amen, of getting in a, getting in alignment, getting our will in alignment. How do we get our will in alignment? By surrendering our will, by that nevertheless that Jesus, that nevertheless ministry that Jesus had. Amen. Nevertheless ministry. Nevertheless, not my will. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Lord. It means that we may and we will. Yes. Have our will crucified. And in that process, there will be some not feel goods. But just trust and know God is hearing and answering according to His will and His plan and His purpose. And remember, and God, thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding us that His ways are not like our ways, nor are His thoughts like ours. And thus we have to, and we don't have to, we don't have to, you don't have to, I don't have to, I choose to, and because I choose to, I have to, amen, hallelujah, and so yes, I have to, but you don't have to, but just be in this place, this continual place of right here at His feet, right here at His feet, because what happens, the more you associate with someone and the more you hang out with someone and the more you spend time, amen, there's a melting together that starts to happen. You start to take on their ways and their language and even like the things that they like, amen, hallelujah, and start doing some of the things that they do. That's why we got to be, amen, hallelujah, aware and let the Lord lead us in our circles in our relationships. Hallelujah. And so in this moment, thank you, Holy Spirit. In this moment, let us ask God according to His will. Let us ask. I ask, Lord God, for your appetite. Give us your appetite, Heavenly Father. Make us like you, O God. Conform us into Christ, hallelujah. Give us we ask for your desires. We ask for that which is pleasing to you, O God. And if there's anything, any appetites that we have and any pleasures that we enjoy that take us out of alignment with you, O God, I pray that we are able to surrender them, and I surrender, and we surrender them even right now, oh God, because where you want to take us, and what you want to do for us, and who you want to show us you are, the aspects of who you are is far greater than what we can ever ask, think, or imagine. And we ask for more of the Holy Spirit. Lead us, Holy Spirit. Guide us, Holy Spirit. Ah! We ask that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, oh God. We ask for your spirit. I'm reminded right now of how Jesus, amen, after being in the wilderness and defeating the temptation, the overcoming the temptations of Satan, he was empowered by the Spirit of the Lord, and he started his ministry in the Spirit of the Lord. And I feel like maybe even last week or so, the Holy Spirit brought this up about doing things and in what spirit. Now, thank you, Holy Spirit. Are we doing things? In what spirit? Hallelujah. In whose spirit? May we have the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. And as we enter into or continue in our ministry, may we have the Spirit of the Lord. May we have a spirit of wisdom as we march into or continue in the place of our business. May we have the Spirit, hallelujah, of the Lord, and the spirit of discernment, hallelujah, as we interact with people and engage in relationships and accepting people close to us and knowing what those boundaries are. May we have the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, as we go to and fro. Amen, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the Spirit of the Lord and a spirit of understanding that requires us to trust and lean on you. And so today we're asking you, Father God, we're asking you for healing in your healing grace to fall on those of us that are fighting a health fight, oh God. We're asking that your healing power and your healing grace will overtake us. And we're asking today, Father, we're asking for your favor, oh God, as we are seeking employment and as we are starting a business and as we are positioning ourselves to be fruitful and multiply and starting new adventures and starting new ventures and new endeavors, oh God. We're asking for your favor and we're asking, oh God, that you will go before us, oh God, and make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth and put the keys in our hand and open the doors. And we're asking, oh God, for favor on the applications and favor on our name, oh God. We're asking, hallelujah, that you'll bless us with the contracts and the leases and the homes and the apartments. And we're asking, oh God, that you will make a way, hallelujah, and provide Jehovah Jireh for those of us who financially are in need and financially are praying for increase, oh God. Breathe, oh God, on us. And we're asking, hallelujah, that in those lacking places, those little places, oh God, that you will pour in, oh God, and even multiply, hallelujah. We're asking, oh God, that you will help us to be faithful in the little, trusting and knowing that you are and will, hallelujah, soon and very soon for some of us, are making us ruler over much. And we're asking, oh God, we're asking that you will help us with our children, oh God. And we're asking that you will, for your saving grace and saving power for those that we are interceding for. And we're asking, oh God. We're asking, oh God, for those places that have been straightly shut up. I just saw like the Jericho walls falling. We're asking, oh God, that for your instruction and your guidance. And we're asking, oh God, that you will cause us to enter into and do that which man says is impossible. And God, we're asking for even more faith, and we're asking, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're asking, oh God, and we're asking that you will make a way, oh God, for us. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, that you will be with us through the testing process and the testing season, oh God, and whatever tests that are before us. And we're asking, oh God, asking for your hand and sending your angels into the surgery rooms, oh God. And we're asking, hallelujah, for a spirit of reconciliation. And we're asking, oh God, for the things that where we're bound. We're asking for a fresh anointing that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens, oh God. And we're asking, hallelujah, that you will sever the ties, oh God, from those toxic places and those unhealthy relationships, oh God. And we're asking, Heavenly Father, that you will realign and readjust and reposition us. And we're asking, Lord God, for a spirit of willingness that we will be willing. And we're asking when you speak to us your truths, hallelujah. When you speak to us your truths, oh God, and you when you reveal to us the promises, oh God, hallelujah, of the glory that you want to display on this earth through us in our obedience and our willingness and our submission, we're asking, oh God, that we have that spirit to obey, and we are asking that we have that spirit to, hallelujah, to submit. And we're asking, oh yes, Shandria, that we have that spirit, hallelujah, to be in your will, oh God. And we're asking for the strength to step away from flesh. And we're declaring, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power, and thine is the glory forever and ever. And we're asking, oh God, for your promises. And we're asking, oh God, for you to teach us in this season how to pray and what to pray. Oh, we're asking for the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, for we know not how we ought to pray. And we're asking you, oh God, make us a sweet aroma. And we're asking, oh God, to deal with those, deal with the bitter places and the hard places in us, oh God, and the callous places in us, oh God, and the hurting places, oh God. And we're asking that you will, and thank you for dealing with the depressed places and the mourning places, oh God, and the weighed down places and the overwhelmed places and the tired places. And we're asking that you will open the windows of heaven, oh God, and rain down on us peace, and rain down hope, and rain down love, and rain on us, oh God. Flood us with joy, and flood us with laughter, and flood us, oh God, with smiles of faith and smiles of hope. And give us just a wind of hallelujah. Give us vision. We're asking for vision. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We're asking for vision on this day, and even perspective on this day. We're asking you to show us how to deal with those hard people, how to deal maybe in those soft people, and how, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, how to deal softly maybe with the hard people, and maybe we got to be a little bit hard with the soft people. And it's just showing us how to interact and giving us wisdom. And we're asking that you show us and teach us when to speak and when to be quiet. And we're asking that selfishness and that narcissistic spirit be thou removed from our lives, and be thou removed, hallelujah, from our hearts. That I find myself more speaking about Jesus than I do myself. And I'm going to let Jesus speak about me while I speak about him. Hallelujah. And we're asking, Lord God, yes! Yes, Lord. And we're asking that you will give us a boldness and courage to forge forward mightily in your name, doing your will. We ask that we have a spirit of a yes. Yes. We're saying yes to you. We're asking that you will fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill me up till I overflow. Thank you, oh God. We want to run over. Thank you, Lord. We want to run over. Fill me up. Ah! Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're asking, oh God. We're asking even that you will send your angels to the places where there's wars and attacks, oh God. We're asking. We're asking you, Lord, because you are the only one. We're asking for the resources, hallelujah. We're asking, oh God, that in those places where there is fear and restlessness and sleeplessness, that you will smite it out, oh God. We rebuke it and usher in, oh God, rush in your peace. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're asking, oh God, that our passion for you increase or be ignited and be turned up hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter, oh God. We're asking, Lord Jesus, I can hear some of us asking, teach me that how to hear your voice and refine me in that place of hearing your voice and knowing and distinguishing your voice. We thank you, oh God, that as surely as we're asking is as sure as we are receiving, is as sure as you are providing. We're asking, oh God, we're asking, hallelujah, that as we are writing the grants and asking for donations and the sponsors, that you are providing. We're asking, oh God. And as we are asking you, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, thank you. I gotta stand up. Thank you, Lord. As we're asking you, you know what? We stand in this place, or we sit in this place. Amen. Or we kneel. I gotta kneel now. Come on, somebody. I gotta kneel now. And we kneel in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we kneel in this place. Yes, Lord. And we ask you, what do you want from us? What do you want us to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want? What do you desire? How can we be of pleasing to you? How can we be of service to you? How, oh God? That is a two-way street. It's not just us doing the asking, us asking and getting and receiving. But we sit. To hear, what are you asking? What are you asking from us? Thank you, Jesus. What are you asking from us? What are you asking from us? What are you looking to receive from us? How have you been knocking and knocking and knocking to get our attention, to wake us up to a new, to wake us up to unimaginable, to wake us up to a... What doors of our heart have you been knocking on and we're not responding? Because we're so in the details of this earth and this world and the way the world does things. Ah! Ah, yes, Lord. How have you been seeking us to invite us into a relationship, to invite us into a life more abundantly? I thank you. Just as surely as you say, ask persistently and unceasingly, not giving up, I thank you that you're not giving up, that you're still asking and whispering and seeking us and knocking, hallelujah, for us to respond. So I even thank you that as we go in this week with the faith of knowing that you are responding to us, may we have the spirit to hear what thus saith the Lord, how you have been asking and seeking and knocking in our lives. So God, we say thank you today. And may we set aside and have some time with you. And I thank you for pursuing us and running us down and overtaking us and overwhelming us with your good. And even blessing, turning the situation that blessings are chasing us down. as we are chasing you down, as we are responding to you. So we say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you. Thank you for breathing your breath of life on us, breathing your breath of life into our nostrils, breathing your breath of life on our life. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name, listen, we're coming back next Thursday, same time. Hallelujah, same place. Invite some people. Amen. This is the place where we experience God's miracles, signs, and wonders, where we are transformed, hallelujah, in advancing the kingdom in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vigoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Ve'yasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen!
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.